Excuse me.
What is it, Joey?
May I trouble you for a light?
Why, yes, certainly. My dear fellow, your cigarette is already lit.
It is? You mean I've been smoking all this time and didn't eat? How mild can a cigarette be?
You're gone now. No more talk.
That's amazing. This is the first time in all these years I've ever heard the Empire State Building speak. And just what are you doing so far from 34th Street? Ran out on your foundation,
You're gone now. Or I hurt.
Ali. Gentleman's just trying to have fun, Ali.
Ali? Ali? Didn't I read something recently about you and Rita Hayworth?
You're gone now.
You must forgive my friend, sir. He's very sensitive.
Oh, and very inhospitable. Now, if you were visiting me in my home, or haven't you acquired squatter's rights to this stretch of sidewalk yet,
I do not understand.
Then I will be blunt. Exactly what about my windows is so fascinating to you and this Near Eastern gargantua that you make a career out of observing them?
I'm afraid you are mistaken, sir. My friend and I arrived at this particular place only a moment ago. He was standing here ready to breathe fresh air, not to watch anyone's windows.
I make him to go now, Victor. He's good.
It's quite all right, Ali. Gentleman is just making talk.
That's right, Ali. I'm just making talk. As I was telling a friend of mine before, a fellow named Maxime, who recently returned from Mexico City, I said, Max, this thing you brought back from Mexico with you seems so absolutely worthless. But it must actually be very valuable since so many people are willing to commit murder for it. And Max just...
It's good I blackjacked this man, Victor. I think I see you give signal. It's the right thing I do.
Exactly right, my dear Ali, exactly. And now if you will be so kind as to carry him to the car. I have a feeling the leader would like to have a talk with this man who calls himself the saint. Wake up, sir. Wake up now. I said, wake up. Herr Schmidt would like to talk to you.
What?
I said Herr Schmidt would like to have a talk with you.
Tell him I never see anyone without an appointment.
You'll be respectful while in the presence of the leader.
The leader? He conducts an orchestra? Ask a civil question and you get a slap in the face.
Now stand up, Saint. On your feet.
That's all right, Victor. Mr. Tembler can remain seated if he wants to.
You see, Victor, I can sit here if I want to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you? You must be Schmidt.
That is correct. And now, Tembler, we will immediately get down to the business at hand. Where is it?
You mean you live here and you don't know?
I have no intention of wasting time listening to your misguided attempts at humor, Tembler. You know the object to which I refer. I must have it at once. You hear?
I hear, and two will get you five. There are people in Germany who can also hear.
Stop!
Oh, for heaven's sake, Victor. You starting that face-slapping business again?
I told you before, you have to be more respectful when the leader speaks to you.
If you'll just untie my hands for a moment, I'll show both you and the leader exactly how much respect I have for both of you.
For the last time, Tempter, where is it?
What?
The glass, you swine. The little whiskey glass that other pig brought to you from Mexico.
Oh, that? You know, I had a feeling it was that whiskey glass you were after.
Well, where is it?
Try the 5 and 10. You know, Victor, someone's going to have to cure you of that habit. You're going to hurt that hand someday.
You will answer the leader's question. Where is the whiskey glass?
If I give the correct answer, do I get to try for the giant jackpot?
If you give the correct answer, son, you get to die simply and quickly. And without any of the annoying little touches my friend Ali is so good at.
Oh, you make it sound so attractive. The glass is in my apartment.
You lie. Ali and Victor searched all over your apartment.
The glass you're looking for is mixed in with all my other whiskey glasses. They all look alike.
Again, you lie. I brought it back here, all of your whiskey glasses.
Now, that's dishonest.
And the one we want is not amongst them. For the last time, say, what did you do with it?
Very well, Vic. I guess I know when I'm licked.
Now you are getting wise.
The glass is in a check locker at Grand Central Station.
A check locker? The key to the locker. Where's the key?
Well, I'd be very happy to go home and get it for you.
That will not be necessary. Just tell us where the key is hidden.
It's hidden in the lamp on my desk.
In a lamp? Where in the lamp?
In the socket, where the bulb screws on. Just unscrew the bulb and put your finger inside the socket. You'll get it.
You'd better be telling the truth, Templar. I'll go at once, Herr Schmidt. You will come with me?
Yeah. And him?
He's well tied. Besides, Holly will return in a little while.
And before you go, Victor, suppose you answer me a question.
Uh-huh.
Tell me, who is your tailor?
My tailor?
Yes, I've been admiring that suit you have on. I think it's very considerate of your tailor to make it two sizes too large in case you have a friend visiting. Oh, my goodness.
The rest I say for Harry. He will do his best to entertain you while we are gone. He will do tricks for you.
Oh, how nice.
All sorts of tricks with hot irons and lighted matches. And you will see. Let us go, Herr Führer.
After you, mein Herr. After you.
Iron will get very hot.
Oh, I send my laundry out, Ollie.
It burned through skin. You like that, huh?
Love it, but I'm a little disappointed in you, Ollie. Your friend Victor claimed that you had some fresh and original ideas. That hot iron stuff goes back to the Middle Ages, which is where I wouldn't mind going back to right now.
I know business. Best torture man in the whole world.
You?
You know better one.
Sure. Ooh. Me.
You torture man?
The best.
I no believe.
You mean to say you've never heard of Terrible Templar? The trouble with you is you just haven't been attending the annual torturers' convention.
Pa.
Would you mind turning your head the other way next time you say pa? That's the kind of torture I don't deserve.
I not believe you no torture treat.
Ollie, you just ignorant, that's all. Why, my butterfly twist is famous everywhere torture is practiced. Won first prize at the Iowa State Fair.
Pa. Iron soon be hot now. Then I show you.
Hot irons. Pa. High school stuff. Tell me, how many lighted matches can you put under a fingernail?
Three under each nail.
Three? Only three?
No, do better. How many you put?
14.
14 under one fingernail.
Yes, three.
I no believe. You big shot. Liar.
So I'm a liar, huh? I suppose now you want me to prove.
Yeah, you prove. You show me.
Untie my hands from behind this chair and I'll show you.
14 matches. Big shot. Liar. You untie from chair. Now. You show me.
With the greatest of pleasure. I'm sorry I broke the chair on your head, Ollie. I was getting sort of fond of that chair.
Hello, Simon.
Sweetheart, you've come back to me.
Yes, I've come back, but too late, I'm afraid.
Oh, too late? Don't be silly, Claire. Grand Central Station's open all night, or should we do our kissing right here?
Please, Simon, I'm not in the mood for banter. There's a man here in your apartment. He's in the other room.
That's Maxine. Surely you remember good old Maxine.
Oh, yes. I have much reason to remember Maxine. He's dead.
Dead?
He was shot.
Oh, that's too bad. He was a game little guy.
You killed him?
No. The unholy twosome was here looking for the glass. They did it.
The little man in the badly fitting coat and the giant Arab?
Yes.
I should have guessed. But the whiskey glass, Simon. What happened to the whiskey glass?
They have it. Victor and the man he calls the leader.
The leader? He's in New York?
Herr Schmidt is here, all right. But believe me, not to stay. Nor is Victor long for this world. Now, I'm going to ask some questions. And what's more, I'm going to get some answers.
Yes, Simon. I think you're entitled to some answers. You don't know why the glass is so important, do you?
Obviously, it carries somebody's fingerprints. I can't think of any other reason why a 10-cent whiskey glass could be important, but whose?
You have heard of Carl Bruder?
Carl Bruder? Bruder, yes. Hitler's heir apparent. The man selected most likely to succeed him, but he's dead.
It was never completely proven. He was thought to be dead.
Go on, Claire.
We have an organization among some of my countrymen which has sworn to track these beasts down. Well, we found Carl Bruder, our biggest prize, in Mexico City. He'd had his face changed by surgery. He no longer was the fancy dresser he used to be. They used to call him the Nazi Beau Brummel. But still, adding together 100 minute facts and clues, we knew it was Bruder.
Well, why didn't you tell the government, Claire? They'd have taken over from there on.
Well, because everyone now takes it for granted that Bruder's dead. They can't conceive that he's alive.
Ah, so you got his fingerprints, the one thing that couldn't change, that would prove that Bruder was alive.
Yes. We were going to send the glass to Germany to have the prints compared with the set of prints known to be Bruder's that exist there.
Yeah.
Then they would have believed us. Then they'd have to arrest him and make him answer for his crimes.
But Bruder got wise.
Oh, he knew that someone had gotten hold of the glass with his fingerprints. It was life or death to him to get it back. I was charged with bringing Glass here.
And Maxine?
Maxine. Poor Maxine. I was stupid. I didn't know.
Didn't know what?
Ours is not a very closely knit organization, Simon. The members seldom meet each other and, well...
You mean you and poor Maxine were playing on the same team?
Yes. But we didn't know. Neither of us knew. We each thought...
It's too bad. When you heard that Max was coming to me to help him, you staged that scene in the station to make him think that I'd joined up on your varsity.
Yes, huh? Yes, I was stupid. Max would still be alive if I... What's the use? It isn't Maxine's life that bothers me so much now. It's losing the Glass. That is the unforgivable part of it. Now Bruder will get away.
Well, you bet he doesn't. A long evening in Grand Central Station?
There's no one here, Simon. Not even a light burning.
No, and I was sure there'd be...
Welcome back, Mr. Templer.
Oh. How good of you to return.
Yes, Templer. How good of you to return. And we thought you didn't especially care for our hospitality.
Oh, was it just poor Ali? You didn't care for things.
Ali? Torture man second class. What he doesn't know about our modern and improved methods would fill a morgue.
I see you have brought a guest, Templer. How nice to have you here, my dear.
Simon, I'm frightened.
Frightened? You mustn't be frightened just because I'm holding a gun, my dear. Dying from a bullet is rather pleasant compared with some other ways. Yes, Mr. Templar.
She isn't afraid of the gun, Victor. It's that, that suit you're wearing.
Stop it, Saint. I'm warning you.
Yeah, and I too am.
Well, well, the leader hurt his finger. It's going to look terrible when you salute yourself in the mirror now.
Enough!
But then, leader, it's your own fault. A great big leader like you should know better than to put his finger in a live light socket.
Enough! You will be quiet. You hear?
Hear? You're rattling the ruins of the Reichschancery. And they're such lovely ruins.
Good morning, Saint. You're only dealing with a poor, simple-minded Ali now.
I know. I had to use deception on poor, simple-minded Ali. But on you, I'll use force. That's what I use on poor, simple-minded Victor and the glorious leader. How does it feel to be looking down the wrong end of a Luger for once, boys? Only for you and others like you, it's the right end.
Very well. You have won, Templar. But you still must prove that I, Johann Schmidt, am Karl Bruder. And without the Glass...
Yes, that's true. I do not have the Glass you have.
Ah, how unfortunate for you.
But I have a roll of film.
Film?
Yes, I dusted the glass with powder and photographed the prints. So I've got the fingerprints, and more important, I've got the leader, right?
Very well, Templar. You've got me.
Yes, Johann Schmidt, I've got you, too. But it's Bruder who's the star attraction in my show.
But I am Bruder.
You're Bruder, huh? And you think Johann Schmidt, the German equivalent of John Smith, is the ideal alias for a wanted man?
It was an easy name. It was.
And the hotshot Führer lets little Victor precede him from a room. Oh, come, come. If you were the leader, loudmouth, the Dictator's Union would have you up on charges for that one.
But he is the leader. He's Bruder, I swear it.
Sure, and Claire and I are Hansel and Gretel. You're Karl Bruder, little man. That's why you wear such a badly fitting suit. Bruder was the Nazi Beau Brummel. So your disguise called for you to get as far away from elegance as you could, didn't it?
No, it is not true. Schmidt is Karl Bruder.
But you still think enough of good clothes to get furious every time someone makes a crack about your appearance, don't you? Look at you. Oh, that suit looks awful, Victor. It's got enough room in it for three ugly little tramps like you.
You dumb swan.
See? There you go again, the furious Führer. You know, when you get mad, you look just like that other tramp. Adolf, that is. But why worry about your clothes at a time like this, Bruder? What do you care what you wear when they hang you?
You have been listening to another transcribed adventure of the Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. Now here's our star, Vincent Price.
Ladies and gentlemen, in tonight's cast, you heard Sammy Hill, Lou Merrill, Gil Stratton Jr., Charlie Lung, Ed Max, and Ted Von Elf. Good night.
Next, Sam Spade on NBC.